us to warm.
In the Zone, your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, commissioned naval officer. I was up for promotion to lieutenant commander when the Department of Homeland Security, in fact, the United States of America, Department of Transportation, Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Coast Guard came after me, filed charges against me in 2003 under the cover of the war in Iraq, or the launching of the war in Iraq in March of 2003, and the consummation and finishing the construction of the Department of Homeland Security to an extent. It'll never be finished. It will continue to grow and grow until it's dissolved. With the movement of the Coast Guard in March of 2003 into Homeland Security, and Tom Ridge officially finally taking over in early 2003. As they launched the war in Iraq, they brought charges against me, pulled me out of federal district court, violation of separation of powers, and brought me before a military tribunal in a branch of service that I'm not in, and have prosecuted me not as a naval officer, but as a civilian instead for the last 6 years. I'm going to have Mika Burnett on the program. He has a website out there called Our Republic, and I believe it's .com. You can look it up. It has a lot of the important documents, founding documents, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and more. If he's listening to the program, call in. Okay, he's on. I'm actually in transit and not home yet, so I'm doing this via mobile until I get home shortly here in a few minutes. And so I don't have his number in front of me. So I had forewarned him and gave him the call-in number. He's actually on now. I want to bring him in right after the first break, which is momentary, which will be popping up here with the music here in a second. It is a little bit past 7 o'clock out here in California, and this program is called In the Zone. I am your host, and this is Republic Broadcasting Network, and you can find us on the internet, republicbroadcasting.org. Mika's on the line now. I asked people to go to his website, check it out. It's Our Republic, I believe it's .com. We'll clarify that here in a minute. I'm just waiting for the music and the buffer to come up for the break, and I'm there it is, and I'm just outside my door, so hopefully maybe if I can roll it properly and everything, we can have this next segment on Hardline like we normally do, and I'll have Mika on, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making to bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, people, we're back, and I apologize for the length of time. It's Lieutenant Eric Schein. It's a program In the Zone, Republic Broadcasting Network, and, of course, I made numerous mistakes, and I apologize. I want to just go ahead and bring Micah on. I believe it's Micah Burnett, and he could tell us better about his website, what he's up to, why he put the website up, a little bit about his background, why he did it, you know, what compelled him to do this. Mike, are you there?
Yes, Eric. Thanks.
Hey, sorry for the mix-up. Sometimes I'm running late trying to make it back here to do the show, and it's really cutting it close. I always try to give myself, you know, at least half an hour so I'm back here. I can relax and sit down and get everything in order, and I apologize for not doing that. I don't mean to, I guess, somehow affect the program with a guest on and everything.
That's not a problem at all.
But go ahead, tell us a little bit about your website first and foremost, and then you can get into a little bit about, you know, why you put it up, what got you to put it up, what you're up to, et cetera, what you think about what's going on in the world today and in our country.
Well, the website is it's www.ourrepubliconline.com, and you could also go there with .net. If you just Google Our Republic, I think it's the first link there. But the whole reason that I put that up, maybe I can give a little background first. In 2000 elections, I voted for George Bush and that whole fiasco. After that, along with the rest of the Christian world, I loved George Bush. And I thought, you know, he was sent here at this time to be the president of the United States is kind of a destiny type thing. When the 2004 elections rolled around, I was planning on doing the same thing, voting for Bush over Kerry. He was the front runner at the time. But my wife had come across a site. Go ahead.
If I can, real quick, did you know at the time that both of them were members of Skull and Bones?
I knew that George Bush had been. I had heard it, and I just kind of dismissed it. And that was actually a major part of my whole transformation. My wife found a site called, I don't know what it's called, but it was where you could take a test and find out who you best matched with the presidential candidates. And that's where I came across, I don't know if you guys have heard of, but it's Michael Peruca, and he actually ran on the Constitution Party ticket. And so I looked into him a little bit, you know, just kind of for fun. And, you know, my whole life I had been taught to revere the Constitution, that it was a document that was inspired, that our founding fathers gave to us. But the whole extent of what I knew about the Constitution was that America was good and everything America did was good. So, and it was totally, I totally had absolutely no understanding of the Constitution, in other words. So I started reading on his site.
A lot more of Jefferson's writings and the Founding Fathers and the Federalist Papers and stuff since then?
Yes. I haven't read all the Federalist Papers, but I've read parts of it.
Right.
I've read lots of several books on the Founders, a lot of Skousen works. Is kind of where I got started with reading, and he had some audio presentations as well.
Go ahead. I was just curious.
Oh, no problem. And I think Jefferson and Madison are the people that I'm most closely aligned with. I mean, the Founders had their own some differentiating views there.
Well, but, some of them were pretty extreme, to where some of our Founding Fathers believed we elected a king.
Yeah, it seemed like Hamilton. I don't know what his deal was, but he wrote the Federalist Papers and he helped draft the Constitution. It was amazing. The Federalist Papers were amazing. And then he kind of, I don't know, did a 180 almost.
Yeah, he almost turned into a centrist, to where he believed in strong central government that, you know, had all the rights and no responsibilities and no accountability.
Right. And I believe he was instrumental in getting, what was it? I don't know. There was an act passed. I don't remember the name of it. Him with John Adams, actually.
Oh, the Alien and Seditions Act.
My history messed up. I'm sorry. What?
Alien and Seditions Act.
Yeah, that was it. I think Adams was the main one behind that, though.
Yeah, but Hamilton was, you know, because Hamilton has very strong ties back to Europe and a lot of the founding fathers. You know, you got to remember that the country was pretty much split. 50% or more of the people did not want independence from the crown, and even less wanted a true form of independence to where we had a constitutional republic, not like Canada, where they're independent, but they still swear allegiance to the crown and still do, and to the royal families, but they have quote-unquote independence, supposedly. We wanted, you know, true, full independence, and a lot of people did not want that.
Right. And, I, Hamilton was responsible for establishing the first Bank of the United States, which we're still haunted by that today. But if you read in some of his writings, he admits, I mean, he doesn't make a big deal of it, but he admits later that he made a mistake when he did that. But it was too late by then.
But there's certain things I think that we should have a limited Bank of the United States, because think about it, congressmen and senators and military personnel, and I don't believe we should have a standing army, and I think you would probably concur, except for maybe an officer corps, you know, that's trained and that can take in, citizens in the event of a need for defense.
Right.
I'm trying to I lost my train of thought there initially on what did I say at the beginning?
Standing arm, the Bank of the United States.
I got distracted. I was trying to flip through a bunch of things on the internet at the same time. Sometimes I can't do five or six things at the same time. But for paying congressional personnel, senators, military personnel, federal officers, they should come out of a system that is not for profit. A very limited, very small, central bank that's only responsible for paying federal officers, federal personnel. And that's where I think the only, because, you know, at some point, if you start to look at like the Postal Service and what a public trust is versus a private trust, mm-hmm. A private trust has to do it for profit. That's the whole point of it. A public trust is that there is no profit per se. Any and all revenues or income goes back into the public trust for R&D or to develop it, or is eventually put back to the public in benefits or, you know, greater benefits or whatever. If we had a system where we had like a postal service that was run not for profit and gave the basic necessities, you know, for all different types of whether it's, snail mail or whatever.
Right.
And that people, because then think about the balance between public and private and the profit margin. If we had a public trust like the Postal Service, and then we allowed private corporations to start up their own business doing postal service as well, it would keep in check that profit margin, because people, if it started to become too great, the profit margin, they would gravitate back towards the public system. And the public system should be used for R&D to spin off into that and other systems. We'll be right back. It's Republic Broadcasting.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
All right, we're back, people. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, Lieutenant Eric Schein. And real quick, let me make this one point, is it the way I look at this, and I go to science to some extent, for the longest period of time, there were the two debating theories, one of light being a wave, an energy wave, and light being a point particle. And I always thought, even in, you know, high school, I was like, well, why can't it be both? And when you start to look at, excuse me, quantum physics and string theory and more, and some of the more developed theories today, it gets into this to where, yes, it's a point particle and a wave. You know, a point particle can act as a wave. And my point being is that why can't we, like in politics or in things like banking or the postal service, why can't we have both to an extent, to where, you know, even if you have something like Katrina and or Rita, and you have federal officers that are paid out of, you know, federal treasury funds, real treasury funds, not the Federal Reserve, because that's a private banking cartel, but real treasury notes, what better way to take those treasury notes that are paid out to federal officers, and in the event of an event like Katrina or Rita, send those personnel into the area to work and help and, you know, bring back the area that's been devastated by a natural or other form of catastrophe, and take those, you know, very solid, secure treasury dollars and bring them into the area and flood the area because you've got all these personnel working in it. What better way, and even, you know, if people are, whether it's state employees or others, are contracted out, what better way to revitalize that area and flood it with healthy money that's coming from, you know, a very strong, secure central government? I'm not a centrist, but I believe that what little government we should have in the central government should be pretty strong, pretty secure. Not to where we're running wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, trying to pump up wars in Iran, Pakistan, India, and more, and even Russia. But my point being is that, you know, why can't we, why shouldn't we have a limited and very focused central bank, private and public, but the majority of the banking is local and state, you know, to where it's more held in trust and controlled by the local communities. But let me throw it back to you, Micah, and please continue. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. You know, I think we agree on that. I mean, there does need to be some kind of facility to pay your federal employees. They had it in the Revolutionary War, where Congress paid the troops at that time. I just don't think it should be, you know, with a group of private shareholders that receive the benefits and the profits from it, and we pay interest on it.
And that we don't even know who they are.
Exactly.
Nobody does. I mean, there's very few people in the world who know and understand who the shareholders are of the Federal Reserve.
Yep. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess to continue, I guess my path down to discovering this information was Michael Peruca's site was the first opportunity I had to actually learn what the Constitution said. I mean, I had many opportunities before that, but this is the first opportunity I took and, you know, described the principles. And then I also came across some materials through some friends from the John Birch Society. And one of the movies that I watched, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called An Overview of Our World.
I'm not sure if I've seen it or not.
Okay, but it's not the new one they came out with, but it's an older one. And it's just a guy standing up in a suit talking for 2 hours.
Right.
And he describes the whole first hour, he describes the principles of Americanism, what America is, based on the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And I must have watched that literally like 10 to 12 times.
Is that on your website? Do you have a link?
No, it's not. I can't find it on the web anywhere.
Oh, really?
I linked to the JBS store one time, but they don't carry it anymore either. So.
Well, real quick, too, is if you could go into, as you're telling your story, not only about how old you are, a little bit of background, family, whatever, and I'm not trying to get personal. I'm just trying to let the, you know, listeners know who you are, where you're coming from,
right,
so that they can know and understand and say, oh, yeah, hey, I'm that old, too. And look, this guy's doing this. Because there's people out there that are anywhere from 8 years old up to 70, 80, 90 years old that are involved in trying to make a change in what's going on and restore our republic, our system of self-governance back into the hands of the people.
Right.
And what I was going to say is if you could also tell a little bit about, you know, because people hear John Birch Society and all of a sudden it's a red flag.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not currently a member of the society. I listen to a lot of the old Robert Welch speeches, and I loved them. I loved the video I just talked about. And for that reason, I joined, and I was a member for a year or two. And then, you know, for some personal reasons and for other reasons, I didn't renew my membership. And now I think it's great, and I try to support them. But I think there's more effective ways of going about things than the way they choose to do it, which is fine. Everybody chooses their own way. But
right. Well, you hear the music coming up real quick.
Okay.
Go ahead, finish that thought, and we'll go to break.
I was just going to go into my personal life a little bit, but...
Okay, we'll do that after the break.
Sure.
Let me throw out the call-in number, 800-313-9443, but we'll wait on... people can call and line up, but we'll wait till after you get a little bit deeper into this. We'll be right back after this break. It's Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, we're back. And again, real quick, because there's people like Bev Harris. She's with blackboxvoting.org. She's in Ohio, I believe. I'm 95% positive because it came up around all the voting fraud in Ohio that happened in a couple elections ago, election cycles ago, presidential cycle, or the last presidential cycle. If not well before, or the one previous to. But Bev Harris started Black Box Voting. She's 68 or something like that. She's a grandma. And it goes into Diebold and ESNS and the electronic box voting machines. And she's out there kicking butt and taking names and numbers. And, you know, so don't think you're too young or too old to get involved in your system of self-governance, because without your involvement, it is no longer a system of self-governance, and you open it up for people to move in, take it over, and turn it back into a system of feudalism or a kingdom, which is, you know, basically what's underway. Micah, go ahead. Sorry. You're going to tell us about yourself.
Right. To start, let me just say that you mentioned we have the really some aged people in the freedom movement and a lot of young people. I think it's great. I don't think there was as many people 10, 20, 50 years ago.
Even 5 years ago.
Right, exactly. Me included. That was fighting for freedom. That was keeping the spirit and the movement alive. But today, you know, there's a lot of young people especially are throwing off the traditions of their fathers, and it's because, and they're standing on the shoulders of these great people who were so few, but did so much great work, like Edward G. Griffin, like these other people that wrote.
I've had Griffin on my program on the TV and radio programs, and he actually gave me an award at a banquet in Irvine. But you know, his book, the Creature from Jekyll Island, is, you know, it's one of those kernels, like Anthony Hilder was the person who broke in the 60s, I believe, about the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergs.
Did they exist then?
Yeah, no, that's how far back, you know, they go.
Right. I was just wondering, because a lot of times people say, you know, it doesn't exist, and I'm sure back then CFR and the Bilderberg group didn't exist to most people.
Right, just like they still don't exist today to most
right.
people.
But personally, I was born in California, so I was born out in your neck of the woods, but I only lived there for 6 years. Lived in Florida for the rest of the next 28. I'm 34 years old. I'm married. I have a family of 5 children. Love them. They're the best thing on earth.
God bless. Did you go to college or?
Yeah, and I'm still actually in the process of finishing that. I'm a senior at the university here in Florida, USF.
Cool.
So I'm trying to juggle that too. But anyway, I have a family of 5. They're the most important thing to me on the earth. I have a job, a full-time job that I go to try to support them.
I don't want to disclose or, you know, have any problems, but what field or anything? Or?
Yeah, I'm a programmer, primarily like a web designer. I do a lot of back-end maintenance, like servers and things like that.
Well, you should hook in because there's a lot of people and you could make, you know, a living off of it. There's a lot of people in the quote-unquote alternative truth movement or, you know, patriots who have stories to tell and or have their own websites that can't find an honest, decent programmer who can for a, you know, decent price or whatever, deliver something, you know, a good product to them. So, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there. I'd ask people to go to your website. You have contact information on your site?
They could contact me through a form. I don't have my contact information directly on there, but if they email me from the form, I always email back, and they can get my contact information that way.
Okay.
Or if they just search for Micah Burnett, I mean, you'll find my information out there too.
Right. Okay, go ahead. We've got a caller, but I want you to continue with a little bit more background on who you are and, you know, how you came to where you're at right now and, I guess, the epiphany. I think we talked about that offline beforehand, the thing that really made the scales fall from your eyes. I hate to be biblical about it, but I don't think people understand that the Bible is very prophetic about man-made kingdoms, you know, and that it does go into how they play this game of trying to take down republics like what Rome was back in the day. And, you know, republics have been around for a very long time. But so have kingdoms, and kingdoms seem to be doing a lot better right now than systems of self-governance like republics. They're even using our republic to take down other republics or democracies around the world. Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, I think people when they're not educated, they naturally gravitate towards kingdoms because it's easy to put all your cares and worries on one person that promises to take care of you, like what we have today, basically.
Right. Well, real quick, let me throw this in. There's a link to your site under the show info on the right side of republicbroadcasting.org, and it's www.ourrepubliconline.com. So you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and there's a link there for your site. The producer just told me that that's up there. He put that up there to help out.
Awesome. Appreciate that. The one of the things about me that kind of defines in part who I am is I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Right.
And I respect everybody, whether you have a belief or not, and whatever faith you have. I mean, that's part of what's on my site. And when you click on, you know, about this, I'm like, look, we're all in this together. Let's exercise some tolerance and just unite and do what
isn't one of the things, though, that whether it's the Church of Latter-day Saints or many other, you know, churches or beliefs or denominations, that, you know, we have a motto at my academy, my military academy, called Acta Non Verba, which means deeds, not words. And aren't we supposed to be leading by example and not going out and, you know, trashing people, for want of a better word, verbally? Aren't we supposed to be, the light by our own, the way we lead our own lives?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. I mean, it seems like everything we do today is my beliefs against your beliefs. Whether it's religious or not, people are always fighting against each other and saying, my view is the right view, or my view is the right view.
Well, and if your view is the right view, then it should come from attraction, which comes from the way people lead their life, rather than by promotion.
Right. And, you know, that the principle of tolerance, I think, is a wonderful thing, where we don't have enough of it today, where we're able to respect other people's beliefs and have differences, but then unite on the things that we want, that we believe in common. So
right, like justice, you know.
Yeah, like being truthful, things like that.
Right, due process, the first 10 amendments, a system of self-governance or a republic rather than a kingdom, and you know. Because, you know, we saw what King Henry VIII did. You know, it was basically what's happened in Rome, and I'm sure they'd love to do it here, is to have a nation-state-approved religion.
Right.
And that's not what our founding fathers were, pluralists.
Yeah, I mean, the states had their own religion. I mean, at the time it wasn't, I don't believe it still is, unconstitutional for the state of Florida, for instance, to have a state religion. I think it's a phenomenally bad idea, but that's what existed at the time this constitution was formed, and eventually gradually those states started becoming more liberal and not funding their own state religions.
Yeah, but remember, a lot of the state constitutions were actually used, and even the constitutions of many of the Indian tribes were used as models for our federal constitution. So, you know,
right, like
Pennsylvania, and
right, they had a lot of good ideas to begin with. And Jefferson was instrumental, not necessarily in the constitutional aspect, except through Madison. But one of the key things that he did was revamp the entire legal code of the state of Virginia, and it made it more less where you commit a crime, you go to jail, and you pay the state, more and more to where you commit a crime, you make restitution to the person, and you don't sit there and rot in jail, but you're basically bonded or enslaved.
And you know what's interesting about that is, like, in my own situation, my union, it's a federal officers association. They actually, and this is how bad, because you can see the same trends and the same symptoms. The union sued one of the shipping companies, which is a federal contractor. It's actually signs general agency agreements with the United States. It becomes an arm or extension of the United States. But it's a federal contractor, much like Halliburton or KBR or General Dynamics or GE. And they went after the shipping company, Crowley. They won like a $17.1 million suit against the shipping company. And rather than paying out the funds to the individuals who were injured and either were terminated or lost their job early or whatever, or weren't paid overtime and more properly, the union kept all the money.
Nice.
I know, exactly. It's like, well, but I mean, when you look at it, the union's run by organized crime and the mafia and stuff. So, you know, it's no wonder why they did that. But the fact that they get away with it, and that the federal government doesn't do anything about it, because these are federal officers, federal maritime officers, and even people like myself, who's a naval officer, who are working on and under these contracts, and the United States could care less. I mean, the bigger the contract, the better, because the more the companies or corporations, and the unions have become nothing but corporations, the more that they can steal from the people, just like it was carried on in Roman times, where rather than the money making it into the troops' hands, or federal, you know, officers, or officers of the state, it was a little bit taken here, a little bit taken there, a little bit taken over here, contracted out there. By the time it got to the troops, whether it was food or clothing or pay, it was a fraction of what had been allocated to give to them by, you know, the Senate.
Right.
And we find the very same situation going on today.
You know, I mean, just on unions, I think unions are a great idea, but as they exist today, they're not. I mean, like you said, the purpose of government is to prosecute things that are wrong, like fraud, or like using illegal force to enforce your will, which is what's going on in our unions today, which is it's an atrocity.
Well, and you've got people like Melissa Gilbert, who was not only an actor, but she became a producer and more. you know, to where she's an employer. She takes over unions like the Screen Actors Guild and was president of, I don't know if she still is, but she was there for several terms. And she's not the only one, you know, to the point where you've got the people that the union is supposed to be there to protect people from are actually running the unions. Like right. my own Federal Officers Association is owned and controlled by the federal contractors and the shipping companies. It's actually the funds, administrative costs for the union are paid out to the union by the shipping companies. That the union is there to protect the, you know, federal maritime officers, you know, and shipboard officers from, whether it be the captain, chief engineer, you know, third mate, second mate, first mate, third engineer, second engineering officer. And instead, it's basically like a yellow dog contract to where the union is owned and controlled by the employer.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No, that goes back into the 1920s and 1910s and 1800s, you know, where many of these laws were created to separate that and to make sure that the union was really in the hands of the employees, whether they be federal officers or, you know, janitors, did not matter. And now that's no longer the case. The employers have used their clout and their money and their influence to place people within the unions to take them over and use them as a buffer and as a system of, you know, sovereign immunity from prosecution and suit to where the employees or union members are basically slaves. They're indentured servants. They have no rights.
Yeah, I didn't know about all that.
They give them up to the collective, and then the collective doesn't protect the individual. And I think most people with any intellect would understand that we're only as strong as our weakest link.
Right. I mean, you have to have your society has to be educated, and they have to be smart enough to know when their union is controlled and be able to go into the books and find out where the money is going. But instead, they just say, "Oh, you take care of it for me." And that's, you know, why we're in the place we're in with our government too. They just, "You take care of it for me. I have something to go do."
Well, and because we're in a position, let me go to Ken in Fort Worth real quick. But we're in a position where big government and big labor and big corporations and big religion are all in bed, you know, and big military industrial complex, big military, are all in bed together, and they're working against the consumer, against the citizen, against the union member, against the employee, and they're trying to make it to where anybody who stands up, sticks, you know, their head up, opens their mouth, is targeted and taken out.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's not the corporations themselves that are evil or the military, but it's people that have done this by design. They brainwashed the military to some extent. You know, a lot of the good people leave. There's still a lot of good people there.
Well, and they would brand you against us. Well, and they would brand you just like the guy that did the shooting at the Holocaust Museum, that anyone who speaks of these things, that you hate your government somehow. And that's, I think you would say that's far from the truth. You love, you know, not only your family, of course, first and foremost, but your community, your state, your federal government, but you want it to be a proper system, a system of self-governance borne out by the Constitution and, our, you know, of course, our Declaration of Independence, to where the Ten Amendments really mean something and to where the rule of law means something, and that we don't have a special class of citizen that is somehow above the law.
Right. I mean, I love our country. I love what it was founded on, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. What I can't stand is people swearing an oath to the Constitution every 4 years or every 2 years in the case of the House. 4 years
and never having read the Constitution.
Right, they haven't read it, and they have absolutely no intention, even if they have read it, to follow it. And that's what I abhor, and I think that is the violation to our country, and not saying we should follow the Constitution, for instance.
Okay, we'll go to Ken right after this break. I apologize. We'll be right back with Micah Burnett, and this is Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program, In the Zone. Lieutenant Eric Schein. We'll be right back. www.ourrepubliconline.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the 45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the 50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially in times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, we're back. And I want to real quick, I want to read this before going back to Mike and then taking one of the calls. This is from The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History, written by Philip Bobbitt. And I mentioned this to Micah about, you know, that he needs to get this book and read it. Part three, and this is a couple hundred pages in. I've read it, you know, I continue to read this because, you know, these guys are telling us exactly what they want to do. They want to carry out a change in constitutional order. And this goes into the New World Order, North American Union, all this other stuff that, you know, if you talk about any of this stuff, you're somehow tied to terrorists who go in and shoot up people in the Holocaust Museum somehow. And this goes back to the old British ways. The New World Order is a new way of saying the United Kingdom. They've just, you know, changed the terminology, a.k.a. or a la L. Ron Hubbard, come up with some new language that, you know, has no real meaning to it except the fact that it's just a reinterpretation or a switcheroo and throwing in some new words to a concept that's been around for thousands upon thousands of years of setting up a system of United Kingdoms worldwide. And that's, you know, basically, fundamentally, the most common denominator in all of this. But let me read this real quick. The historic consequences of the Long War. Thesis, the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. The Long War is, as they define it, is from 1914 to 1990. you can figure it out. World War One, wall comes down, Germany's reunited, et cetera, et cetera. The end of the long war has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies, promise to guarantee the welfare of the nation. The market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. The United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind. If you read, I mean, that boils everything going on now in the United States and in the world, the culmination of which we are living through now, that has been building for minimally the last several hundred years since we declared independence and fought a revolutionary war and drafted and put into effect a constitution. Those that we quote unquote stole this country from have sought to regain it, reclaim it, recolonize it, place it back under royal crown control, and all of the games and shenanigans with the corporations and more, big government, big religion, big military industrial complex, World War One, World War Two, whatever you want to look to, goes to that end. And, you know, we were suckered in by the British in World War One and World War Two into effectively dealing. We're getting up towards the end of the hour. I wanted to finish on that. I had to read that. I'm sorry. But Micah, are you still there?
Yes.
And we've got Ken in Fort Worth. Are you there? Okay, we'll be right back. We're going up. This is only a minute, too, but we've got a real short segment at the top of the hour. I want to get Ken in, throw in 2 cents real quick, let Micah continue on. But we'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program, In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. Speak with Micah Burnett of www.ourrepubliconline.com. Go to the website, and we'll be right back with a caller, Ken.
With recent